Australia has one of the most diverse multicultural populations in the world, and while it brings some understanding about different cultures, it also brings some issues with it, like racism. Social media campaigns and technology are empowering people to step in to prevent racist rants. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
There's been a lot of press about public racist rants lately. This month, for example, an Asian tourist was racially abused in a Sydney bus. On March, a fight between two women occurred in Perth, and Jeremy Fernandez, a journalist from the ABC, faced racist comments in a bus while taking his daughter to school in February. Last week in Melbourne, though, a Caucasian female verbally attacked an African male in the train, and surprisingly, passengers stepped in and defended the victim. More people are rejecting racism, and social media is helping to spread the word in it.
The impact of people having smartphones in their hands where they can actually record these events and circulate them through YouTube, through other forms of social media, is actually having a little bit of an impact. And research again supports this, that bystanders often feel that they can't actually stand up to acts of racism because of certain constraints of the social environment. So it might be that they're afraid to speak out, or they might feel that if they speak out, you know, having smartphones and having social media, you actually have access to a wider group of people. So you can actually feel empowered, I think, to draw on the support of a larger public to stand in solidarity against these acts of racism.
That was Dr. Amelia Johns, research fellow at Deakin University's Center of Citizenship and Globalization, explaining how social media and technology impact people's behavior when witnessing racist rants. She also says Australia doesn't support racist acts, and evidence supports this.
Evidence, in fact, shows the majority of Australians do find these racist acts abhorrent. So I'd like to think that people are just taking more civic responsibility for challenging these acts of racism. And that's quite significant, really, because, again, research conducted by Kevin Dunn at the University of Western Sydney, by Yin Paradies as well, point out that perpetrators who do racially taunt or abuse people on public transport often think that their views are shared by others in the group. So it's really important that people that are witness to these acts do make their voices heard, that they, you know, do encourage other people to stand.
Kerry Callan is the ethnocultural officer from the National Union of Students, and she agrees with Dr. Johns on the issue. She says the view of a person doesn't represent everyone.
I think what we've seen is from video footage and witness reports that people are stepping in and saying that this behaviour should not be tolerated and should not be accepted, and that individual person is representing their views but not the whole of Australia's views. So I think we've seen that people are willing to step up when racism is occurring, whether that be on public transport or in another forum, and state that this is not going to be accepted and that person should learn to be more respectful of differences.
According to Dr. Johns, Australia has changed its racist views from the past, but there are still gaps to fill.
Like all countries, there are pockets of racism in Australia. But increasingly, I think it's certainly not as accepted for people to have those kind of views as it was, say, 30 years ago. The reason for that is largely that our society is changing. Australian society is becoming much more culturally, ethnically and religiously diverse. And therefore, the majority of people who are witness to these events, you know, are not necessarily from one ethnic background. In many ways, that completely changes the landscape in which racism occurs.
Still, campaigns are promoted across Australia to raise awareness about racism. The National Union of Students will launch one next week in universities to tell students to step in on racist comments.
So basically, we're launching a Stand Up Against Racism campaign, and the tagline is Speak Out Against Racial Bullying and Harassment. And that's just to say that racism does exist still at universities, which is unfortunate because universities are usually the avenues for most enlightened people. However, that if people feel uncomfortable in any fashion, they should be able to see their student rep or be able to go talk to university staff member or equity officer, and that hopefully those issues can be sorted out.
Dr. Johns says campaigns are an active way to celebrate diversity in Australia.
There are some great social media campaigns out there at the moment that are trying to encourage these kinds of bystander activism, I guess. And one of those is a campaign called Racism It Stops With Me, which is being promoted by the Australian Human Rights Commission. And again, one of my colleagues at Deakin Yin Parodies is involved with a group called All Together Now, who are getting a lot of social marketing, social media campaigns, which are promoting this message of anti-racism and that people can actually join up with, that they can pledge their support for these organisations.